Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Welcome to Connected, and so glad to have you on board today. I want to read a scripture out of the book of Job. And Job, for many, is one of those books that people only can identify when they feel like they're being really stretched or possibly robbed from or injustices or going through a heavy trial. But, you know, Job was the grandson of Jacob, the son of Issachar. And Job basically had a walk with God. We see him walk as a priest even before Moses, instituted the law with the Levites. He was following after the pattern that God wanted him to walk in, and adversity came. We won't go into the whole story of Job, but the thing I want us to see is that God is a God of restoration. And it says in Job 42, verse 10, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job." There was a turnaround for Job. He turned the captivity. When you look at that word captivity, it really means a person who is a prisoner. A person, he was imprisoned to his body. He was imprisoned to poverty. He was imprisoned to loss and grief. God turned it around for Job, but he did it when he prayed for his friends. These friends were those who basically were friends who became an enemy that accused him falsely of being under the judgment of God. But not only did God turn his captivity around when he prayed, the Lord gave him, according to the word of God, twice as much as he had before. God not only will turn captivity around when we forgive and when we stay faithful to God, but he will give us twice as much. In other words, what the enemy has stolen, he's got to repay. He's got to give you back twice as much. I'm talking to somebody who is in sorrow today. There's twice the joy coming your way. In Jesus' name. I have with me a precious brother, Pastor David Chattister from Faith Christian Fellowship in Morgantown, West Virginia, and we will be right back.
Every day I wake to find that God's been faithful. In all the ways I knew that he would be. And I don't know how some people live without him, because I know what Jesus means to me. I can trust him. I can trust him. For my God's at work in all things that I need. He is able and unchanging. He's the hope that still surrounds me faithfully. I can trust him. Faces on the ground, and they looked at me through eyes so full of pity, but through joyous faith I sang these words out loud. I can trust him. I can trust him. For my God's at work. Still surrounds me.
trust in.
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, your glorious turnaround featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
Some of us are connected with some of the saints of the past who are now part of that great cloud of witnesses who have this revival heritage and this heritage of being in the midst of moves of God that were transformational and they changed society. But seasons come and go. However, in the midst of the season, as Brother Tim was saying, there's something that begins to happen in the hearts of people. And God always brings revival in the midst of a person or a group of people that begin to cry out, Lord, there's got to be more.
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your Glorious Turnaround with the Colossinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at HeesAlive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
Pastor David Chedister is with me today, and always a joy, my brother, to have you come up from Morgantown. You are the senior pastor of Faith Christian Fellowship in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yes.
And you are a Bible-preaching, full gospel, spirit-filled, word of faith, house of worship.
All of the above.
All of the above. If it's Bible, it's what you want.
Yes.
What is the Lord speaking to your heart for today?
You know, I've just it comes to me again a scripture in Ephesians. If we speak the truth, the word of God, if mm-hmm. we speak the truth in love, we will grow up into Him in all things.
Yes.
And I'm so blessed when I think of that, because sometimes we read a little bit of scripture to get our day started or something like that. But if we'll learn to put that in us and speak that out uh-huh. in conversations mm-hmm. and in business and things we do, if we'll speak the truth to a particular situation and we'll do it in the love of God, we will grow up into Him
yes.
in a spiritual sense.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there are those religious people that are listening, possibly. I've spoken to them. They'll say, you really can't know for sure you're saved. It's arrogant to say that you know that that you have the mind of Christ, that you have the authority that Jesus had while He walked on the earth. They feel that these things are arrogant, but really it's not arrogant. It's confidence in the Word of God, in faith in who Jesus Christ is and what He can do in and through us. And so you are saying this bold statement, we can grow up in Him.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Right.
It's biblical. We can.
Yes.
And so we got to get this mindset. This is something I can have as a believer.
Yes. You know, I hear people say things like that occasionally, but the truth is, I go back to John 3:16, mm-hmm. you know, a scripture that a lot of people know. But He said that God so loved the world, that includes me.
That's right.
And you,
yes.
whomever. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now, I've heard this, as if it's totally true, but I'm going to say it, that Jesus Christ, the proof that He came to this earth, that He was crucified, that He died, that He was buried and resurrected, is we have more proof of that than we do that George Washington was the first president of the United States.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true.
I think so.
More documentation.
More documentation of that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but He said in the Word of God, God so loved the world that He gave Jesus,
yes.
His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that covers everybody that will, mm-hmm. whosoever will believe in Him, you know, would never, never perish, but have everlasting life. Now, am I going to call God a liar, or am I going to believe the people
uh-huh.
that are out there saying you can't know if you're saved or not? Well, you can't read then, because, you know, if you can read the Bible and you
yes.
believe God
yes.
and that word. And the Bible itself has more documentation than any other document or book.
Pastor David, most people that say that are not people in the Word.
Yes.
They're just, that's my opinion, because like you said, it's in the Bible.
Yes.
Or either they read it with the glasses of their denomination that filters the truth.
Yes.
But when it's in the Bible, it's truth, it's life. In fact, when I became born again, I made a decision. if I see it in the Word, I'm going to live by it.
Amen.
If it says don't do it, I won't do it. If it says do it, I'm going to do it. That's being sold out to God. And if it says something about me, I'm going to believe what it says about me. If it says I can do something, I'm going to believe I
Hallelujah.
Can do it. And if it says I can have it, I'm going to believe I can have it. I think the Word of God has to be so real to us that nothing else will convince us of
Amen.
Anything but the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember a scripture in, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 4, that says, the devil blinds the minds of those that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine into them. And what we have to realize is the Word of God is light. And if a person will stay around somebody speaking the Word of God,
yes.
if you'll just hang out there and be quiet for a little bit, the light will come on because His Word is light.
Yes.
And the devil, that spiritual being that's against us all, but the devil will blind your mind to that truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you lean that direction a little bit, he'll take you all the way.
Well, he's a deceiver.
Yes.
I mean, that's where the first time he showed up in the Word of God was a deceiver.
Yes.
And I heard somebody make this statement, and I believe it's true. They said, what is sin? Sin is simply believing Satan over God.
Hmm.
Because Satan will come and tempt you. You're believing Satan.
Yeah.
Or he'll present something that's against God to you, and you'll accept it. You're believing it. You're receiving that. So sin is simply believing Satan over God. And I thought, well, that okay, I hear that. But then I thought, how many times have I done it? The doctor will give me this report, and I'll believe the doctor.
Yeah.
And then, wait a minute, I had to go, wait a minute, whose report am I going to believe? Because
exactly.
that would be sin for me not to believe what God says.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, one time I felt like I was having a heart attack. I was at home, and I had all the symptoms that I've heard about. And I just decided I'm going to stay right here in this chair. My wife had already gone to bed, and I stayed up that night through the evening. I prayed scriptures, and I claimed my healing. And the next morning, by 6 o'clock, I was through the process. I had come out, and I was at 10 o'clock that day. I was down in Morgantown running around in my car doing stuff. But then I went to a doctor. I have a yearly appointment. I go to a doctor. At that time, the doctor said, well, what you need to do is rush over to Mon General and get a catheterization, and let's see about this. I said, I've already been healed of heart problems. He said, I see something in there that needs help. Well, that was just about 10 years ago. And I'm still doing good as far as my heart is concerned. And,
okay.
And I just couldn't. I'm going to walk it out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And there are some areas that I'm not very good at in the areas mm-hmm. of sickness and disease and things like that. But most of it, I don't take a lot of medicine. You know, what's the biggest building in town? The church? No, it's a hospital. You know, I mean,
wow.
I've learned to trust Him in these areas, and it's a real, real blessing.
You know, and I believe everybody under the sound of my voice, we need to pull our faith up higher. Trust God. I mean, start off. Now, we are not telling anybody to get off your medication, but let's give an example where to start. When you get a headache, where do you run first?
Yeah.
You know, to get the Tylenol, or do you run to the Word and begin to declare the Word? If this symptom comes in your body, do you just say, okay, I got this, or do you go to the Word? I believe that's where we need to start building our faith, Brother Chattister. I do. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as soon as we come back. going to the Lord in prayer, and I have with me Pastor David Chattister, the senior pastor of Faith Christian Fellowship in Morgantown, West Virginia. And Brother Chattister, we are talking today. You were sharing about your faith, how you had to walk it out, confess the word, believe for your healing. And there are people right there. I have prayed for people, and I know you have. And you'll pray for them for their healing, and then the next thing out of their mouth will be something opposite of what you prayed.
Right.
Or like, well, I sure hope so, or thank you for praying, but, and they'll talk about their sickness. We have to have our mouth agreeing with the Word of God.
Exactly.
And walk out our healing. And we're going to pray today. There are those under the sound of our voice dealing with cancer. Dealing with different things, heart disease, diabetes, fibromyalgia, other, diseases in the body where the doctor says this heart condition, this is heart failure. There's nothing that can be done. Lungs, problems with the lungs, COPD, different diseases. But we've got to get our mouth confessing the word of God. Would you please pray, sir?
Yes. I'm going to pray this Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I bless you, Lord, out of my soul, and I do not forget. And I pray that the folks that are listening will not forget your benefits. You forgive all our iniquities. You heal all our diseases. You redeem our life from destruction and crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now for covenant partners standing with us. Bless them as your word declares, seed time and harvest. Lord, as they sow their seed, I thank you. In due season, they'll reap that harvest in Jesus' name. Pastor David Chattister, Faith Christian Fellowship. So good to have you with us, sir. Tell us how and when you have church.
Okay.
Not how you have church, but how to get to your church and when you have church.
How is a little different sometimes. But we get to our church south of Morgantown on the Grafton Road, about 7 miles on the left. You'll see a sign down near the road. And we have services Sunday morning at 10:30 and Wednesday evening at 7. And then on Thursday evening, we have a youth meeting at 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.